Hi, I'm here with Ian Dodsworth, Chief Exec and founder of TweetDeck. He's just given a preview of the new Chrome and iPhone versions of the popular social network management app. Ian, why are you doing a Chrome browser-based version of your app?
The number one request since day one of putting TweetDeck out, which was nearly 2.5 years ago, was we want a web version of TweetDeck. And so, you know, you can't ignore that. I've always thought TweetDeck is more of a desktop full screen app that requires your attention or demands your attention to actually get the most out of it. But, you know, it the kind of the use case is changing. People want it inside a web browser. We looked at it initially and we thought that the technology at the time you can't do.
This was 2008.
Yes, 2008, 2009. I mean, just looking at it, you couldn't do a full TweetDeck with all its features, and there's actually quite a lot to a TweetDeck. You couldn't do that in a web browser. You know, we need desktop notifications, we need localization, we need, you know, we need background storage, not to get too technical. And we couldn't. Okay, I won't do that. And we couldn't do any of that, unfortunately. Whereas now, with Chrome, the forthcoming Chrome Web Store, which is a way of delivering slightly higher end what are now called web apps down to people's machines. It's an app that runs inside a browser, so it feels like a web page. It's very light, but at the same time, you've got the functionality available to a desktop app. So that's the main reason for doing it. I mean, there are other advantages to doing a web version of it, and that's basically, you know, a lot of corporate users can't use TweetDeck because they're not allowed to install Adobe Air. They don't have the right permissions to install any kind of software on their machine, whereas now this is working inside a Chrome browser, and eventually Firefox and Safari and IE. We get to the point where you can get TweetDeck everywhere, but a full TweetDeck, not a dumbed-down, light version.
Fantastic. And all through the magic of HTML5 and JavaScript.
Yes.
Not to be too technical. And where do you see, what do you see the sort of role for TweetDeck in the future? How will it escape the ever-creeping competition of Twitter itself?
Yeah. I mean, so we've done very well in mashing up and, you know, amalgamating social networks and offering a little bit extra functionality and the advantage of having all these things in one place. So if you're a heavy social media user, then you have this very nice, kind of way of looking at all this data at the same time. That's great. That only goes so far. You know, competition's doing a very similar thing, for example. And it's kind of interesting, like, we can't stand still on this. We have to be 6 months to a year ahead of our own audience in some respects. We always have to be, we don't know where social media is going to end up. We don't know where this lands. So we have to think about what's next. And I think, you know, this is the kind of interesting thing. It's like, what happens next?
So you were talking about a sort of ad hoc networks that can form from people that have TweetDeck on their machines nearby.
So the very interesting thing about the TweetDecks is they're all out there running on different devices. There's an awful lot of them. Many, many millions.
20 million.
20 million downloads on the desktop, 2 million downloads on the iPhone, 500,000 downloads on the Android. Wonderful, great numbers. A lot of them out there, fantastic. They're all sitting there being used, and there's a lot of data going in and out of every single TweetDeck. Now, there is a way, with obviously the user's permission, and that's a very important point to make, very heavy privacy level here, that you could open up all that flowing data back to the TweetDeck servers. And we can start to look at the TweetDecks themselves as a distributed network, almost, in some respects, a peer-to-peer network of clients out there. And all this data that's going on, we know where the TweetDecks are, those that are using location services. We know what you're doing. We could know what you're doing in your TweetDeck. We could know what your social graph is. You know, we could add a whole layer of services tailored, like laser targeted just for you, onto your TweetDeck based on where you are right now, who your friends are, what your friends are doing, this kind of thing. So there's an awful lot there to do with the distributed value of having these TweetDecks out there. And we're just at the beginning.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed for taking the time.